Tuesday, November 4th, 2014, and here are the stories we're covering this week. Drupal gave its users just 7 hours to patch their sites before a multi-million site hack took place. Screaming fast cellular internet is on its way to the UK. Microsoft has officially pulled the plug on retail sales of some versions of Windows 7 and 8 to drive users towards their newer operating system. And Disney has brought its entire movie library to Android. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Good news!
Operation Christmas Child is one of the great stories. It's unfolding in our lifetime.
We are only seeing just the beginning of this project. And these children will change the world.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories from the Category5.tv newsroom. Up to 12 million websites may have been compromised by attackers who took advantage of a bug in the widely used Drupal software. The sites use Drupal to manage web content and images, text, and video. In its highly critical announcement, Drupal's security team said anyone who did not take action within 7 hours of the bug being discovered on October 15th should proceed under the assumption that their site was compromised. The bug in version 7 of the Drupal software put attackers in a privileged position. Their access could be used to take control of a server or seed a site with malware to trap visitors. Browsing speeds on some 4G handsets in some UK cities are set to accelerate as two UK operators switch on an improved version of the mobile technology. Called 4G Plus by EE and 4.5G by Vodafone, the technology can offer data rates of 150 megabits per second. In practice, those signing up to use the service should see speeds of up to 90 megabits per second, much faster than standard 4G. However, the technology is only usable on two handsets currently available in the UK, Samsung's Galaxy Alpha and Note 4. However, other 4G customers should see average browsing speeds improve as well because the technology involves improving the network's data handling capacity. The upgrades have already begun, but the rollout will not be complete until sometime mid to late 2015.
Can I talk to you for a second about that?
Mm-hmm.
I think when it comes to internet that fast, why do you need 150 megs on your phone? Krista?
I don't know. I honestly don't use the internet on my phone often.
There you go. Sasha?
Would it be for streaming movies or...
To your phone at 150 megabits a second?
Well, I don't understand what that speed is. What is that? I don't get that.
You think about a DSL connection, a high-speed internet connection at mm-hmm. home, and you're talking 3 megabits a second, perhaps?
Okay.
All right. So 3 megabits per second, and now on your phone, you've got 150.
So your phone could completely replace any computer.
Well, and here's the thing, and this is what I think is that we're transitioning. Well, I'll just say it. We are broadcasting through LTE tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We are broadcasting through cellular internet. Mm-hmm. Where does that kind of speed over a cellular network really come in handy? It's not just the cell phone, and sure, we're seeing it on the cell phones, but really it's going to transition into these kinds of devices that we use that turn your LTE internet into a mobile hotspot, that you can share your internet connection from your phone
right. And
make it accessible to your computers.
Right. So that's what I do with my laptop that I have
okay. Now.
So I have mine as a hotspot, so it would improve my connectivity.
There you go.
Yes.
Exactly. So you'd have faster internet on your laptop because the internet is faster on
right.
your phone, which is what is sharing your internet connection.
Nice. So now I have to move to Europe.
This is the transition. And we, here in Barrie, we have fairly fast LTE. Mm-hmm. Our 4G service runs probably, I've seen, as high as about 30 megs a second. So that's pretty good. It's faster, way faster than DSL, faster than some cable internet services as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very expensive, and that's the kicker. You mentioned watching movies. Well, if you've got 150 megs a second and you can stream movies that well, perfectly from your phone to all your devices, now all of a sudden your LTE usage, your 4G usage is going up and up and up. Because every time you watch a show, it might be a gig of usage, bandwidth.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay for that on LTE. You don't have to pay for that necessarily on hardwired internet service. So that's the kicker.
Interesting.
Know where it's going to go?
I don't know.
We will see.
Well, Microsoft has officially stopped selling retail copies of some versions of Windows 7 and 8.
Huh.
The date to stop selling the software was set some time ago and should help Microsoft move people onto more recent versions of its operating system. How do you feel about that, Robbie?
Well, I'm tickled pink. No, but it's interesting that Windows 7 is now coming off the store shelves, and even Windows 8. Now, Windows 8.1, of course, is the focus of Microsoft at this point. But and so people sometimes get confused between Windows 8 versus 8.1, not realizing that they're actually quite substantially different.
Luckily for them, they will no longer have to actually choose between 8 and 8.1 because 8 will no longer be available.
There you have it.
Mm-hmm. Separately, statistics suggest people are finally moving away from some very old versions of Windows. The current version of Windows is 8.1, and that will be the default version offered on PCs. The next version of Windows, called Windows 10, is due to be released late next year.
That has something to do with Microsoft's inability to count.
Yeah, what happened to 9?
It doesn't exist. They skipped over
8.1, it. 9.
Yeah.
10.
How do I explain that to my children?
Count like Microsoft.
Counts like my 3-year-old. 1, 2, 14, 18, 22, 7.
They could get a job at Microsoft.
There you go, naming the operating systems. Oh. No offense to Microsoft. I know you're powerful. We love you.
They're so powerful, they don't need to give you an option on your operating system.
Yeah.
This is your choice.
You know what? It makes sense, though. As a software engineer, you have to push people to use the current version.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it is a support nightmare. People, even bringing websites, and you mentioned about Drupal getting hacked. And, well, if you don't have your Drupal up to date, you're going to get hacked, plain and simple. Millions of websites. We're hearing about it all over Barrie right now, that these ISIS websites are popping up and people don't understand. Well, your websites are susceptible to botnet attacks. What's going to happen is somebody sits down and codes these hack attacks that go out on the internet, find all these susceptible websites, and interject their code. So, you know, if you don't keep things up to date, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
If you're running Windows XP, you're in big trouble. You're running, and it's surprising, Windows 7. Yeah, it's been around since, 5 years, I guess. So that's hard to believe, but I guess that's the transition.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's some great news. Walt Disney Studios and Google Play announced a new partnership to provide access to all its movies, including those from Disney, Pixar, and Marvel.
That's why we need 150 megabits a second.
It's all coming together.
Yeah.
From any device at any time. Now that Disney has deals with both Google and Apple, you can buy movies on iTunes and watch them on an Android device, as well as vice versa. The Disney Movies Anywhere DMA app is now available on the Google Play Store. Once downloaded, users can connect their Google account and access purchased movies. The effort from Disney cuts down on fragmentation that may have occurred from purchases made through a variety of devices and services. Disney launched a similar effort with Apple in February. The two deals now mean that users can access Disney digital purchases on any iOS or Android device. Customers can purchase new movies on the platform as well as redeem codes included in physical copies. Disney is also including an offer for a free copy of Wreck-It Ralph for the connection of the account either through iTunes or Google Play. Awesome. Awesome movie. Great option. For all your tech news with a slight Linux bias, visit the Category5.tv newsroom at newsroom.category5.tv. For the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.